few weeks, I saw a few Facebook posts that really were quite funny to me, at least.
在过去几个礼拜里面，我看见有些脸书上面的的信息，我觉得很有趣。
So if you, maybe some of you guys could relate to this first one that we're going to be seeing.
可能有些人可以跟觉得这个有关。
So on New Year's Day, it says, shout out to everyone reading Genesis 1:1 this morning.
在新年的那一天，跟大家见到人就跟人家喊创世纪一章一节。
Anyone read Genesis 1:1 New Year's Day?
在新年那天你念了创世纪一章一节了吗？
Or gym memberships, you know. So as we know, it's New Year's and most Christians are trying to start the New Year's off right.
在新年来到的时候，大家希望能够重新再从创世纪读圣经。
Maybe they want to do just a New Year's resolution to read the Bible again.
或者是照着新年的新愿望，能够把圣经全部读完。
Maybe you didn't start with Genesis 1:1, but maybe you're just thinking, I need to read the Bible more.
说不定你不是从创世纪第一章第一节，而是你愿意更多的来读圣经。
Here's another post that I saw. This one is a meme.
在另外一个叫做魔音或者叫做表情音。
Pastor Caleb has doing his studying on what a meme is.
哎呀，我读了两天还是没明白。
So, but one of these memes that you saw, if you don't know what a meme is, ask a young person around you.
如果你听不懂什么叫 meme, 你就问旁边年轻的。
Alright, so it says, if you play the song Good Good Father by Chris Tomlin, exactly 9:59,19 seconds.
You know, 如果你在新年除夕的那天晚上11:59来唱这个 Tom Lin 的诗歌，叫做《大好的老爹》。
So at New Year's, he's going to say the words, "You're a good, good father."
当新年那一秒钟新年来到的时候，我们就唱出“你是我最好的爸爸”。
So then at the end, it says, "Let's start the New Year off right."
之后就我们在一个对的脚步上来开始今年新年。
And maybe some of us were like that. We wanted 2017 to be over.
有人可能是让过了之后再唱。
And maybe you just wanted 2018 just to be a fresh start.
有很多人愿意2018是一个全新的开始。
We want 2018 to be better.
我们盼望今年能够更好。
We want to change ourselves.
我们盼望我们自己能改变
or maybe change our situations,
或者我们的情况能改变
we want to focus on different things,
我们能够更聚焦在一些重要的事上
maybe we're saying, you know what, I'm going to read more,
或者我愿意更多的读书
I'm going to go to the gym,
我需要到体育场去锻炼
maybe we plan on being more generous,
我们盼望能今年更慷慨
But there's something, if I could challenge our church to something this 2018.
我盼望能够在这一年开始的时候能够跟各位挑战。
I want to challenge us to go back to what Christ has deemed the greatest commandment.
而是从耶稣基督怎么样给我们大使命来挑战我们。
That we would be a church that loves God with all our heart, soul, and mind.
我们能够成为一个教会，能够全心全意、全意全力全智来爱神。
So today I actually want to look at 1 John 4, if you could turn with me in your Bibles.
所以我们今天要从约翰一书的第四章来看。我们如果愿意打开我们的圣经。
I will give you a moment just to look to turn to 1 John chapter 4.
我给你几秒钟的时间，能够翻到约翰一书的第四章。
And so as we turn to 1 John chapter 4, I want us to find three things from this passage.
好，在这一段约翰一书的第四章里面，我盼望能够找到三件重点。
The first thing that we're going to see is how do we even begin to love God?
头一件事是我们怎么样能够开始爱神。
The second thing is how, what does loving God look like?
第二个是到底爱神是一个什么样的情况。
And then the last thing, the third thing is our understanding of God's love leads us to love people.
第三件事让我们了解神的爱，以至于让我们能爱人。
And so let's look at 1 John chapter 4 verse 19.
我们看到四章十九节约翰一书。
And it says, we love because he first loved us.
我们爱因为神先爱我们。
And so that this is our first point is how do we even begin to love God?
这是我们头一个重点，是说到到底我们怎么开始来爱神的。
I mean, it's not something that we just tell ourselves and it happens.
并不是我们叫我自己爱神，我就能够爱神。
We all know we're supposed to, but we don't necessarily feel it or do it.
我们常常觉得我们有个义务要这么做，但是我们真正没有那个感觉。
And it's not something, you know, we must see that John is saying our love for God isn't something that we can muster up ourselves.
我们听到约翰这样说，我们就在我们里面一直制造一些爱出来。
Our love for God is not something that is grown by doing more.
来爱神也不是让我们做更多的事就能爱。
But you have to understand, our love is caused by God's acts of love towards us.
我们知道一件事情是，我们的爱爱神是因为神在他的爱里面做了一些事情。
So if you look at it, he says, we love, and then the word, because he first loved us.
他这边说我们爱，因为他先爱我们。
If you and I are going to pursue loving God, we must understand how He has loved us.
我们如果想要更多的爱神，我们要先了解神怎么爱我们。
Because in 1 John chapter 4 verse 10, if you look at it, it says, "In this love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins."
在这一章的第十节，他说：“不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭。”
And so, if you in here are a follower of Jesus today, you have been saved from the punishment of your sins.
如果在座你是已经是信徒了，你知道。我们应该罪受的刑罚他已经代替。
Do you understand that you've done nothing to earn your salvation?
我们必须了解我们没有做任何事情来赚得我们的救恩。
You've done nothing to earn your freedom.
我们没有做任何事情能够赚得我们在他里面的自由。
So one of the preachers I like to listen to, Matt Chandler, he says, the only thing that you bring to your salvation is your sin.
有个出名的牧师这样说，我们所以能带到神面前的只有我们这个罪人。
So the crazy thing about God is that he pursues wicked people and people that hated him.
在这边好像有一个很叫人觉得神很无理的是他爱那些无故恨他的人，那些罪人。
So do you understand that he pursues wicked people but saves them?
他在那边追寻那些罪人要来救他们。
So we have to understand in here that we're not just sort of bad people.
我们不是那种好像似乎像是坏人的人。
Our sin doesn't just go, oh yeah, you're okay, you're bad, just a little bit.
我们并不是那一点点的错，打一下手心就算了。
But you have to understand that you and I, because of our sin, were enemies towards God.
因为你我的罪，所以我们成为神的仇敌。
So this is why John here says that God first loved us.
在这边，所以约翰说是神先爱我们。
There was no love for God, none.
不，除了这个以外，神没有爱。
There was nothing but pure hatred in our hearts, in our sin.
在我们里面原来没有这个爱，我们里面只有仇恨神。
I mean, even now as we live, we try to earn and gain God's favor by being good people.
虽然在我们里面好像有一种期盼，我们能够做得更好，来赚取神给我们的恩典。
See, we try to gain God's love by doing the right thing.
我们想能够更多得到神的好处福气，来做一些对的事情。
I mean, especially with our Chinese mindsets, we believe God will love us more if we come to church and read our Bibles.
特别我们华人觉得我能够多读圣经，多做好事，他就要报应我。
So you have to understand, you did nothing, we did nothing to gain God's love.
但是我们先要知道，你我没有做任何的事情能够值得神来爱我们。
We did nothing to gain God's love when we were saved, and nothing we do now will earn us earn us God's love.
在我们信主的时候，我们没有任何的功劳，我们今天仍然没有任何的功劳来赚取他的福气。
I want to point out a quote by one of my favorite writers, Tim Keller.
我愿意来引用一段Tim Keller 牧师所说的话。
He says this. He says, "Religion says that if we obey God, He will love us."
那些宗教徒是说，如果我们听神的话，神就要对我好一点。
And that's kind of how we operate a lot of times.
这是我们常常这样想。
But you have to get the gospel says this.
但是真正的福音怎么说呢？
The gospel says that it is because God has loved us through Jesus that we can obey.
真正的福音是说，因为他爱上了我们，所以我们救我们，我们才能够顺服。
To kind of keep going on with this mindset, it says, religion says that the world is filled with good people and bad people.
他这边说，这些宗教的信仰说世界上有好人有坏人。
But the gospel says that the world is filled with bad people who are either repentant or unrepentant.
但是真正的福音告诉我们，世界上的人都是罪人，都是坏人，但是却有一种是不肯悔改的，另外一种是肯悔改的。
Religion says that you should trust in what you do as a moral person, as a good moral person.
世界上的宗教教我们，我们要要有道德的人，要合伦理的人。
But the gospel says that you should trust perfectly in the sinless life of Jesus.
但是真正的福音叫我们单单的相信是耶稣基督的救恩。
Because he is the only good and moral person, truly moral person that will ever live.
因为只有他是那位完全的神，完全的人。
See, you and I were saved by the gospel, and we still operate under the gospel.
我们是因为福音而得救，而且我们因信以至于信。
But sometimes we still live under religion.
但是我们常常进到那个属世的宗教信仰的里面。
You and I, we work so hard to try and gain God's acceptance.
我们非常非常的努力，好从神那边多赢来一点好处。
Maybe if I did my devotions more consistently, then I'd be a better Christian.
我能够做更多的好事，能够好好的灵修，我就能够做成为更好的基督徒。
Maybe you think, maybe I need to get angry less.
可能我少生气一点。
I need to love people better.
更多的更好的爱人。
And if I got angry less or love people, then I'd be a good enough person.
我少生气，多爱人，我就慢慢变好一点点。
If we're honest with ourselves,
但是如果我们对自己很诚实的话，
none of us are near good.
但是我们距离神的善良是差得太远。
If I randomly pick a person in here in this room today,
如果在今天在会众中间我选一两个人，
if I pick you and I ask you to display your thoughts onto this, display your thoughts from the past week onto the screen.
如果我选你，请你把过去这一个礼拜你所有的思念能够打在荧幕上面。
What would show up on the screen?
会是什么样的意念打上去呢？
Would you be afraid to do it?
你敢做吗？
Would you be ashamed to have your thoughts displayed?
你会觉得惭愧，觉得羞耻，把这些意念打上去吗？
I'm not sure if we would have any volunteers that would be willing to do it.
我不晓得我在我们中间有没有胆子这么大的志愿军。
Maybe some of us in here, we have secrets that we're so deathly afraid of people finding out.
说不定在我们中间有人有一个很深很黑暗的秘密，不能够让别人知道。
Although, if you were here and you remember Pastor Tim's message last week, maybe you've got to the point where you're not ashamed.
你说不定你听了上个礼拜康克里牧师的道，你不应该继续的觉得羞耻。
But for the most part, I think maybe we would see that we're a room full. Sorry, you see that we're a room that's full of not just good people.
我们在这边，我们认知一件事情，我们不是好人呐。
This is not a room filled with good people, but this is a room. This is not a room with where we have our things together.
在这边不是堆满了好人呐，我们是一堆罪人呐。
We're not a room full of moral good people because we come to church.
我们不是在这边我们在伦理上道德上好得不得了，所以我们来到教会。
We're not good because we call ourselves Christians.
我们不是因为我们称自己是基督徒，所以我们好得不得了。
None of us are good.
一个都没有。
But this room has people that who have been loved despite of what we have in our hearts.
我们在这个中间，我们爱是因虽然我们里面有这么多种的黑暗跟污秽。
It's crazy to think that God will pursue such a people like us in this room.
但是非常的奇妙，是这位神来这边寻找，来这边追寻这样的人来到他的面前。
Do you understand how crazy it is that we are wicked, but yet God pursued us by the cross?
我原谅我这样说，你是何等的疯狂，神要找寻这么破烂的人来爱我们。
Because you understand, if God pursues a good people, then His love is not amazing.
如果他只是找好人，他的爱就不是那样的奇妙。
So we have to understand that God's love is crazy because of who we are in our sin.
神的爱那样的疯狂，是我们是罪人，他却爱上我们。
You know, before you and I can even say begin, before you and I can even begin to love God,
在我们还能够爱神之前
you have to understand He's seen all of your thoughts and all that you have done.
你我知道神是鉴察人心肠肺腑的，我们什么思念他都知道。
He knows what's in your heart, and He says, "I know, but I still love you."
他知道我们心里面在想什么，他说我知道，但是我还是爱你。
He says, I know you fail, and I know you will fail again.
我知道你失败，而且你可能还会再失败，但是
I know that your love for me is not where it should be.
我知道你对我的爱不应该是这样一点点。
But I do love you.
但是我爱你。
Do you understand that God has redeemed a wicked people like you and me?
神救赎了这些罪大恶极的人，像你我这样的。
I want to take a moment. If you are a non-believer in here, please hear what God is saying.
如果你还没有信主，请你听神的话。
He says that I know what you have done.
他知道你做了什么事。
I know what you have done, but because of Jesus' death on the cross, He loves you.
因为耶稣基督死在十字架上，因为他爱你。
He knows that you're unworthy and unacceptable.
他知道你是不值得被爱，你不能够被他接受。
But Jesus has done enough for you so that God loves and accepts you if you believe.
但是耶稣基督却做足够的，好叫你能有机会来到神的面前。
So God is saying you don't have to be a better version of yourself, but you must believe that God loves you.
所以你不需要变成你自己的改良版，神爱你。
You don't have to be a better version of yourself, but He has sent His Son to be that better version.
你不需要成为你自己的改良版，因为耶稣基督神已经差遣他的独生子，因为他能够是你的改良版。
So why would God do such a thing that He would love a people like us?
为什么神做这样的事情来爱我们这些人？
It makes no sense, but it should compel us.
我们不能了解，但是神的爱激励我们。
God's love makes no sense, but it should compel us and stir up our hearts.
我们不能了解，但是激动我们的心。
It should stir up our hearts to love God.
等于激励我们的心，好叫我们来爱他。
And if your heart is not stirred to love, then I would encourage you to think of the gospel.
如果你心还是冷沉的话，我盼望你能看见福音书里面说的。
Because you're here at church every week and you've been a Christian for a year, and that does not mean you do not need to be reminded of the gospel.
不因为你在教会的里面或者在这边已经很久了，所以你不需要被提醒真正的福音是什么。
The gospel should be weighty on our hearts all the time.
这个福音的信息应该在我们里面很吃重的，一直在我们里面。
So we all must turn back to the gospel and reflect on what Christ has done.
我们能够回到神的话里面，看见耶稣基督为你我做的什么。
So that's where we begin to pursue to love God.
这样子我们才能够起来爱神。
It's our understanding of God's love for us.
我们才能明白他对我们的爱是何等的爱。
And now the question it leads us to is what does loving God actually look like?
再下来一点是，到底爱神是什么样，什么德行？
So, turn back, let's look back to the Bible in John chapter 4.
我们来回头看到约翰一书的第四章。
We're going to look at verses 12 through 15.
我们从十二节看到十五节。
He says, No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us.
十二节说，从来没有人见过神。我们若彼此相爱，神住在我们里面，爱他的心在我们里面就得以完全。
By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us his spirit.
他将他的灵赐给我们，从此就知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
We have seen and testified that God, that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world.
父差子做世人的救主，这是我们所看见而且做见证的。
Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God.
凡认耶稣为神儿子的，神就住在他里面，他也住在神里面。
So one thing we have to see is our love for God isn't equated with how good of people we are.
所以你在这边，神对我们的爱并不是跟我们爱对他的爱相当。
Sometimes we, as we talked about, sometimes we equate with how good we are, or how more we are, and we use that to measure how much we love God.
我们曾经错误的是觉得我能够有多好，我能够有多爱神，这样的神可能就能这样多的爱我。
But if we look at this text, John talks about how God abides in us and us with God.
但是在约翰一书第四章这边说到，说神住在我们的里面。
It's not what we do shows God shows shows God, you know, our love for Him.
不是我们在那边做做做啊，我们能够让他看见我们多爱他。
But you have to understand, it's where we rest that displays our love.
而是看见我们安息歇息在他所为我做的工作上面。
I'll say it again. It's not what we do for God shows that we love God.
我再说一遍，不是我们做多少来表现我们都有多爱他。
But it's where we rest that displays our love for Him.
而是我们安息在他为我们所成就的上面来爱他。
So the other day I saw another post online and someone asked this question.
所以我又看见一个表情模。
It says, if God is in control, then why pray?
这一个说法是如果神控制一切何苦来哉要祷告。
And a lot of people gave a lot of good answers.
很多人给了很多的答案。
Some of them are here, it says,People talk about how Scripture would give evidence of God's people praying.
因为在圣经里面讲的很多人都是在祷告。
The Bible commands us to pray.
说圣经命令我们祷告。
Maybe they give logical answers and say, if God is not in control, why pray?
所以另外一种比较复杂的逻辑的讲法是，如果他不能够控制的话，那你也不用祷告。
Is it, or maybe prayer is a way for us to give God glory and honor God.
或者我们这样的回答，我们祷告的时候，我们就把荣耀归给他。
So I began to think about, you know, why about the question myself.
我就开始问我自己这个问题。
And then I asked myself, well, why do I pray? Or if I'm honest, why do I not pray sometimes?
我就问我自己这个问题是为什么我祷告，或者更诚实的是为什么我不祷告。
Now, I'm preparing this message at the same time as I read this post.
我在准备这篇信息的时候，我就写了这张东西。
And I began to realize my lack of prayer is because of my lack of love for God.
我就发现，我很少祷告，是因为我对神的爱太肤浅。
I mean, those answers that the people gave were really good.
以上的别人给的原因都是很好的。
I'm not sure if you can actually convince people to pray.
但是我们大概也没有办法去说服人家去祷告。
Maybe you and I can go through the motions of praying.
说不定我们再用一些祷告的动作来祷告。
We ask God for stuff, we pray for and thank God for our food.
我们问神要一些东西，问神要求吃的。
But in the end, is there a desire to draw near to God in prayer?
但是在我们深处是那个渴望能够跟神更靠近。
So, my question is there a desire to draw near because of your love for God?
但是我们渴望来到神的面前是因为我们对神的爱吗？
My question to you is what is going to keep you going back to prayer?
但是我的问题对大家的是，怎么让我们一次一次又回到他的面前去祷告
？Is it your guilt of I'm not praying enough？
是因为我们觉得祷告不多不够有罪恶感吗
？Your guilt is not going to keep you going back to prayer。
我们里面的罪恶感没有办法让我们一直回到他的面前。
So my question to you is there obligation or is there delight in prayer?
到底在我们里面的祷告，是因为我们的义务，还是我们爱他？
Is there a longing to draw near to God in your life?
是我们生命里面对他有种渴慕，来到他面前。
Is there a desire just to sit and abide with him?
是那个深深的需要期望就住在他的里面。
So as you draw near, reading God's word, it's living and active.
当我们在那边来读他的话语的时候，我们就住在他的里面，一个活生生的住在他里面。
So as you draw near, it's active and it's living and active, and not just I'm required to read.
在这边不是因为我应该我被要求我来读话神的话语，而是我在读圣经的话，我就浸渍在他的爱里面。
And as you draw near in love, praying is transformed into more than just requests.
所以在这边我们就很慢慢不是因为他要求，而是我们自己愿意的来到他的面前。
So again, the gospel should stir your desires and affections for Jesus Christ.
所以福音在我们里面激励我们，让我们就近耶稣基督。
And at the same time, the gospel does not just affect us, but it doesn't affect our love for Christ only.
所以在这边你也再继续看的是，福音不光是激励我们，影响我们，
but also creates in us a heart for people as well.
而是让影响我们去对旁边的人。
And so this is our last point today.
所以这是第三点。
And that the gospel, that God's love leads us to love people.
神的爱让我们来去爱别人。
When we love God, there is an understanding of what God has done for us.
当我们爱神的时候，我们知道神他为我做了什么。
And in that, it would lead us to love others.
也带领我们去爱旁边的人。
John makes it clear that loving God and loving people must happen at the same time.
约翰在这边讲得很清楚，爱神跟爱人是同时发生的。
You can't love God and not love people.
一个人不可能爱神却不爱人。
In John 4:11, 1 John 4:11, it says, "Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another."
这四章十一节说，亲爱的弟兄啊。神既然这样子爱我们，我们也当彼此相爱。
And if you turn to your Bibles and look at 1 John 4, verse 20 through 21, he says, if anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, does not love his brother whom he has seen, cannot love God whom he has not seen.
那这一章的二十节跟二十一节，人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看得见的弟兄，就不能爱看不见的神。
In this commandment we have from him, whoever loves God must also love his brother.
二十一节，爱神的也当爱弟兄，这是我们从神所受的命令。
So as we talked about already,
我们已照着我们前面已经说的。
The whole premise of God's love for you is that he saved an unlovable people.
整个我们对神爱的基础是他爱上我们这些罪人。
There was nothing lovable about us as sinners.
不是因为你我里面有什么可爱的地方。
There was nothing that made God say, oh, this guy, yeah, he's a good guy, I choose to love him.
不是神在那边一看看，哎呀，这边有家伙好可爱，所以我好好的爱他一下。
But God loves the hardest person to love.
神爱上那个最刚硬的人，他去爱他们。
But he loved his enemies.
他爱仇敌。
He chose to save sinners like you and me.
他拣选那些罪人，像你跟我一样。
He chose to save sinners by like you and me because of the cross.
因为他的十字架，他来选择像你我这样的罪人。
And he loves us because what Christ has done for us.
他爱我们是因为耶稣基督 为我们所成就的，他爱我们。
Now I know that we don't love everyone we have in our lives.
啊，我知道我们很难爱到我们旁边所有的人。
That if you and I are honest, there are some hard people to love in our lives.
啊，我们知道在我们身边有一些人真是很刚硬，很难爱他们。
We should all be like, mm-hmm.
你可能愿意同意说，嗯哼。
Maybe there's people in here we just don't like.
有一些人我看了他就不喜欢。
There are some people that are just annoying.
看了就讨厌。
非常讨厌，那是个。
非常讨厌，对吧？
Thank you. I just want to add that myself. But
very annoying.
people just respond the worst way possible.
但是人就造作一些正常的反应。
And people come across as rude.
有些人觉得他们很粗鲁。
The people who just cut you off on the road.
哦，他开车的开到你的车前面。
That snow, he's going to slide right into them.
啊，我就冲到他身上算了。
You know, they don't deserve your kindness.
啊，他实在不值得我对他有什么良善。
They don't deserve mercy.
他们不值得我去怜悯他。
But you have to remember.
但是我必须请你记得。
We were just as unlovable.
我们也跟这个人一样，跟这些人一样，没有什么好可爱的。
We were just as undeserving to the next person.
我们就跟这些人一样，一点都不配得。
Not towards each other, but towards God.
不是这彼此，而是对神。
Not only were you that person, but as a sinner, you were worse in the eyes of God.
你我这些人在神的眼睛里面是。罪大恶极更可怕。
We have to understand that we don't just slide and sneak our way into salvation.
我们并不是偷偷摸摸的挤进了神的救恩里面。
Our sin made us so annoying and so rude.
我们的罪使我们这些人烦死，可恶透顶。
And yet God still pursued.
但是神却追寻我们。
And so you and I, we should love how God loved us through Christ.
所以神基督怎么爱我们，我们应该照样彼此相爱。
And we see how Christ loved us as disciples, we follow in his footsteps.
他怎么样爱他的门徒，我们也照着他的脚中行。
And we see how Christ laid down his life to serve.
我们看见他怎么把他的生命放下去服侍别人。
And so we serve.
所以我们也如此的服侍。
No, we see, we do the same. We serve in ways that makes us uncomfortable.
我们也像他能够服侍到一个地步，甚至于我们不觉得那么舒服了。
I'm sure the life of Christ when he lived was uncomfortable.
我相信
uncomfortable.
我们他在住在我们里面也不会那么舒服。
But Christ put the interest of others before his own.
但是他把我们的喜好，我们的兴趣摆在他自己的前面。
If Christ does that, then we put the others interest of others before ourselves.
像基督一样，我们把别人的兴趣、别人的需要摆在我们自己的需要前面。
So this means you and I, we give up our rights and our preferences for the benefit of others.
在这边不是你我的的优先来把别人摆在我们前面。
So Christ, he sacrificed his life so that sinners may flourish.
他为我们这些罪人，他舍命，好叫我们的生命能够蓬勃。
So you understand? So we had question is how are we using our lives so that others around us may flourish?
在这边我们问我们自己，我们怎么样用我们摆上我们的生命，让别人的生命能够蓬勃
？So how are we putting the benefit of others before our own desires and comforts?
怎么样来为了别人的益处来胜过我们自己的好处
？That is how God loved us through Christ, and this is how we should follow.
这是神在基督里面所表现的爱，我们。照样他去行。
So just to finish, you know, how are we going to pursue getting into this new year?
好，我们最后结论的时候，我们怎么样进到这个新年？
I'm not asking us to pray or read our Bibles more.
我没有要你更多祷告，更多读圣经。
I'm not challenging you to serve or give a little more.
我也没有叫你在这边多多服侍或者多奉献。
And I think all of these things will follow if we truly understand the deep, deep love of God.
我相信，如果我们真的认识神深深的大爱，这些事情是必然的结果。
What God did for sinners through the cross of Christ should propel us to draw near.
在神在耶稣基督身上借着十字架所成就的救恩，自然会激励我们来爱他。
The cross of Christ should propel us to draw near to the wealth of riches of God.
所以神的十字架的爱来激励我们，好再把我们带到神爱的泉源。
So that we may fall in love with God this coming year.
让我们在新的一年里面能够沉醉掉在神的爱里面。
Let's turn our eyes to the gospel and draw near.
我们能够把我们的全心注意摆在神的福音上，来靠近他。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Jesus, we thank you for your love.
耶稣啊，我谢谢你为我们的爱。
We thank you for your example.
我们谢谢你的榜样。
How you saved us.
你怎么样救我们。
You died and gave up your life.
你在十字架上死，付出你的生命。
You sacrificed and you served.
你献上你的生命来服侍。
And you put others before you.
你把别人摆在你自己的前面。
And I pray that we would see just how amazing this love was.
让我们能够看见你的爱何等的奇妙。
And how amazing your love is for us now.
你的爱对我们现在是何等的奇妙。
So pray that we would draw near to you this year.
主在这一年的里面，用你的爱来更多的吸引我们。
God, I pray that your love will draw us near to love you, to help us to love you.
主求你用你的爱更多的吸引我们，让我们这今年更多的爱你。
Help us just to love you and love people.
让我们更多的爱你，也爱我们旁边的人。
In Jesus' name, pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.